Welcome to Tap In. I'm your host, Martita Robinson. Tap In is a podcast dedicated to conscious women ready to get down to set natural weight point using the method of food freedom described in my books, The Happy Eater and Tap In. Check out the books on Amazon to learn more. Welcome. Hi there. Today I want to talk about being hungry but not wanting to eat, as well as navigating grocery shopping as an intuitive, authentic eater sitting in intuition. So, there is going to come a time with this way of life where you're going to get so clear, like so healed from emotional eating and all of your past, that food boredom is going to hit. You're going to get hungry, but you're going to care less about eating. And if you haven't had that happen to you, wonderful, because it sucks. And if you had, let's talk about that. All right. So when you get bored from eating, what I have found personally is when I get bored and I ignore the fact that I want to eat, I end up eating later on really disconnected from the body. When I ignore hunger, it's kind of like a disconnection. You disconnect from the body. And then what ends up happening is I'll eat later on and I won't really be as connected as I could have been if I would have eaten through the hunger. So it's a very uncomfortable place to be. You should always be using your hunger as a guide, unless intuition is telling you not to eat. Now, this is also, there's a balance, a fine line there. Your body may be hungry, but intuition's like, no, leave it alone. Because sometimes your body does need a little bit of a fasting period because of some type of issue. Fasting can be good for you when the body wants to fast. And if that triggers something for you, you probably shouldn't be doing it. If there's some kind of trigger that comes up thinking about fasting, then you're not ready for it. Emotionally, you've got some stuff to heal. But there are times where your body wants you to just stay away from food because of the fact that there's digestion issues going on. Something's happening within yourself. Maybe there's some type of sickness is trying to push away. So it's asking you to stay away from food. So I'm not referring to that today. Today I'm referring to food boredom. And not even just food boredom, but like just not even having time to eat or not caring about food. Your body's telling you it wants it, but you just don't give a shit about it. You're like, eh, whatever. How to handle that? Know that it's normal. Know that it comes. But always have food on hand. Always eat when you're hungry. When your body's telling you to eat, eat. You want to be able to nourish your body in the way that it needs to be nourished. Now, when you get those types of hunger where you just, there's no real pull for food, you don't have anything that really is pulling you, then eat fresh. That's my recommendation. That's what's worked for me. Give it a try. And when I say eat fresh, it's have apples, have grapes, have carrots, celery, things like that, that are not cooked. They're more live foods on hand because they'll feel better to you. You'll feel really good and connected to your body as you eat them. And they're quick. You can take them on the go. You can grab an apple on the go and eat it. And what that'll do is that'll just sustain you until your body really tells you what it really wants. And it's also just listening to your body. You're hungry, but you have no connection to food on what you really want. You know, and this could also just mean that your body wants lighter foods. It doesn't really want something in particular. It just wants you to stay nourished. So grab some you know, live foods, grab some apples, melons, you know, just grab some things that feel really good as you eat. Try that. See if that helps. It works for me. Can't guarantee this for everybody, but it works for me. When I get that kind of feeling like I don't really care about food, an apple always saves the day. It takes the hunger away. And then later on, when I really tune into self, I know what I want. Then the body's really like, and not to say that I'm not tuning into self when I'm hungry and I don't feel like having food. It just means that there's nothing really that the body needs, but just some nourishment, just something feeling good, something fresh maybe. You have to play with this. You have to experiment. You have to test whatever it is that your body is saying to you. So for those moments, carry fruit, eat veggies, eat light fare, things that are light, and that should help. If it doesn't, try something else, drink. This also helps, smoothies sometimes. Sometimes having a smoothie or a protein shake is really beneficial in those moments. Even just having like a broth, drinking a broth is really good. Just stay connected to the body. Listen to the body. You don't want to stray. You don't want to get disconnected, because when you ignore your hunger, you end up disconnecting from your body, and you don't want that. You want to listen and honor yourself. And again, you know what's best for you. Okay? All right. So let's talk about grocery shopping for a minute. So, because there are so many things at the store, like, it can get overwhelming sometimes to know what to get. I always say that it's good to know what you're making for the week. And I'm pretty sure I've talked about this in the past. You can go and look up like food planning or something like that. I think food planning was the title of the podcast, or food prep. Look for that episode. But basically, food prep can be done. Like, food planning can be done. You just ask your intuition, what is it that I want for this week? What am I cooking this week? And whatever intuition pulls up for you right then and there, start writing down. Like, I've been wanting Mexican food. There has been like several times this week where I just wanted something to that was Mexican, and I haven't been able to get to the store. I've chosen other things that have helped with my cravings, but like, this keeps coming up for me. So I know I need to get to the store and get something. I will have such satisfaction when I sit and eat that meal that I've been craving. Not to say I've been ignoring myself, but that keeps coming up. Like, go buy some corn tortillas. You want that. That's food planning. That's the body telling you, okay, you're going to want this week. Just ask yourself, what is it that I want this week? Make a list before you go to the grocery store of different things that you want. And then when the day comes to choose what you want to eat, you go to the fridge, you look at the ingredients. You do the same thing you always do. What do I want? What do I want to eat? Then you go to see if you have the ingredients for it. And if you don't, you try your best to get them, right? But the ingredients that you have there will probably fulfill something that you want. This is what works for me. This has always worked for me. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes I have food there that I don't use. I normally just cut it up and freeze it, or I'll go and make some type of something with it and the kids will eat it, whatever. Like, it doesn't go to waste. Sometimes I have to go to the store to get something additional. Sometimes I'm completely like wanting something completely different. Sometimes I see something that someone else has eaten and it just brings up something for me and I'm like, that looks delicious, I want it. And I have to go to the store and get it. So work with yourself, work with your body. Follow yourself. For grocery shopping, that's what I do. Now, you could be courageous here. If you have time And really be intuitive when you go to the grocery store. Don't even have a list. Go into the grocery store knowing that intuition is going to guide the way. And then just put whatever intuition says to put in there into the grocery cart. Now, in order to be proficient at that, you have to know what intuition feels like. You should be a meditator. You should be able to sit in stillness. You should be versed with asking intuition and intuition guiding you. You moving into the feeling state of who you are, meaning you are feeling the energy of what you feel like having. Go into the store. You look at all the fruits and the vegetable. You're drawn to something. Ah, that eggplant looks good. I'm putting that in the cart. Ooh, this cabbage looks amazing. I'm putting this in the cart. And you ask yourself before you go in to guide you towards the meals for the week. Or if you're extremely blessed, you can go shopping every day. If you got the time to step into the store every day, that's fantastic. I always intend that one of my houses have a grocery store so close that I could just literally cross the street to go to it. And then I would shop every day because that is honestly optimal intuitive eating. A moment by moment thing, right? But trust yourself. Stretch your intuition muscle. Practice. Do the things that you know you need to do to increase your intuition. Say yes to it. Meditate. Eat mindfully. Practice stillness. So I'm planning on having like a group meditation, maybe once or twice a week. If that's something that would interest you, can you please get on the Nation and let me know in some way or email me and say, this is something I would be interested in getting together for a group meditation, because I'm pondering it. I'm thinking about it. I'm intending it. But I need to know that people are interested before I set it up, because I'm constantly like, I'm this bird that just flutters, this butterfly that flutters around and creates these things. And I'm never really sure it's what people want. So I just need to know this is something that you would actually attend, a group meditation. If it's something you would attend, let me know, because I would like to start a group meditation and lead, and it would feel so much better if you let me know it's something you would go to and something you'd like. You can email me, Martita@MartitaRobinson.com. I have allergies, so my voice might be off. It's allergy season. Yay. But I love you. I hope you're doing well. If you have any questions, Martita@MartitaRobinson.com. Eat happy. Be at peace. You're amazing. Talk soon.